produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I can remember as a child, back in Liberty, Texas, at 131 Navigation Street, at my grandmother's house, Mamie Sip Baldwin. Mama is what we called her. And I can remember on Sunday mornings, if you were in Mama's house, you had to get up for Sunday morning prayer. Come to think of it, if you in my mama's house today on Sunday morning, you got to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And my grandmother knew how to pray, but she had a lot of grandsons, and oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here witness to that. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us. She could remember all of our names. And there was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion there. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me say it. I still hear.
Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking the time to put the mask on you. We want to thank you so much for tuning in with us at the Nurture by Natasha channel here on today. We greatly appreciate each and every one of you. And so today, this weekend, is Mother's Day, right? And so we all got here by a mother. How special is that? The one that God has chosen to put us in her womb to have us to be that special person in her lifestyle. And so I want to just cover all the moms on today. People that have been guardians or people that have paved the way for you and I on today. So, dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, for the head of protection, Lord God, for those that have poured and sowed into our lives, those that are nurturers along the way, dear Heavenly Father, and those that just continue to see the best in us, right, that love us beyond compare. So we just thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for even you have been a mother, even if we haven't had a mother or know who our mother is, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for your head of protection around us and our coming and our goings, Lord God. And just thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom that you instill in us each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. So missed everyone. And so wanted to come on to share some wonderful golden tips with you on this special weekend that it is, and hopefully many of you have taken the time to share some love with your mom, not just today, not just on tomorrow, but each and every day. Each and every day is a special golden day, for she wears a crown every single day. And so we want to talk about more ways to become a patient parent, right? More ways to become a patient parent. And so oftentimes I used to pray for prayer in reference to patience. And I found of when becoming a mom myself, that's one thing you definitely want to be mindful of, because God will truly, truly test your patience to see if you got it all together, right? And so in the midst, just want to give you some tips and tools and some things that can help you to be a better parent, or to just, you know, see the lens of how you can get more balance and more patience in your daily lifestyle, right? Because children can be very testy, right? It's like they are put on this earth to make us stronger, right? To make us really stronger. And being more patient parents is hard, but it's also important and possible. It's possible. And so I know oftentimes with my daughter, she's 13 now, and anyone knows that have a teenager, you know, it can be very testy with teenagers. They're trying to find their way in this world, as well as with the sass, right? The sassy pants that they have of talking back and, you know, wanting to do things their way. And some of them can be very, very stubborn. And so I remember growing up in a household, I have two other siblings. I am the eldest of my sister and my brother, and they're 18 months apart. And I remember, you know, my mom would punish us all, right? If she couldn't get to the bottom of who done whatever it was that was done, everyone would get punished. But in the midst, she would always buy us books from the book fair when the book fair would come to school. And so we would all most likely have the same book. And so me being the eldest, I would always suggest you take the first chapter, you take the second, and you take the third, and we're going to take time and read. Me and my middle sister, we shared a room, and my brother had his own room. And then my grandmother was a minister, and so she was always on the road traveling and preaching. So we gained an extra sister, which I call her my cousinster. And so we, all three of us girls, we would be in the room together, and he would have his own room, and we would read aloud. And I'm sure, you know, downstairs, my mom sitting and thought that, hey, I have all these little people punished, right, to teach them a lesson, and they're reading aloud. But not only are they reading aloud, they're reading so loud that it's really testing her patience. And so oftentimes we test God's patience as well of some of the things that we may do in life, right? Even as his children, we test him. We test him, and we know we should go left, and he wants us to go right, the right way, the right path, right? And so he gives us tools. And some of us, you know, we still do what it is that we want. And so we have to keep things in perspective, right? At the end of the day, we're dealing with kids and not adults, young children, and, you know, all of these things. And so we have to keep the certain things in its perspective. And it's the same way that God sees us. He has to keep things in perspective. You know, there's always some consequences of things if we don't follow the directions that is given. And so I love the good old book, The Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And my mom has gone on to heaven, so Mother's Day is just not the same anymore. But the great thing is the perspective. The perspective of the tone that she has set. And, you know, it's something about that DNA that we have, right? That nurturing DNA. All women have. Most women, I would say. Because not all women that are our parents are mothers, right? And you don't have to birth a child to become a mother. But we all have that nurturing willpower, right? To have that perspective of the mature, of that comes more with the understanding. And so once you have a child into your lifestyle and you begin to guide them along the way and you take some of the tools that was, you know, given to you along your journey, you begin to have a clear perspective of what it was that they were trying to teach you. You have that kind of that aha moment, right? That aha moment. And so I have many of those. And until today, it brings tears to my eyes of mama was just trying to guide me in the right way. And sometimes it brings back great memory as I sit here in front of my parents' door of sharing with you on today. It's, you know, it brings chills of, you know, you just wanted what was best for me. And so even in the midst of all the things that she did, she had to take some time out for herself. And sometimes in the midst of punishing you to see the big picture of the perspective that she was trying to get you to see, it allows her to take time for herself, right? It's probably not the best time to deal with your child's behavior when you're really trying to take time for yourself. And sometimes if they just don't listen, you know, sometimes the mommies have to put themselves in time out, right? And so it's super important to take time to put the mask on you. Sometimes we got to step away. Sometimes we have to ignore some of the situations that our children know that they're not supposed to do. And sometimes we got to let them fall and learn from their learning experience, their mishaps that they do, their learning teachable experiences of failing forward, right? Many of us may have heard that term or maybe not, of failing forward. And so you have to take that time for that mental health, right? Because some parents are dealing with children with special needs that need a little bit more love than others. And it takes a lot of patience to deal with that. And so that mental health perspective is super important of giving a perspective and make it possible for you to be more patient parent. Right? More patient parenting. And it doesn't always come with, even with teenagers. I hear that, you know, some parents, even when their child gets to be a grown up, that, you know, they still have to have some patience. It's always that one that, you know, you got to pour that extra love into, even over the age of 21, once they become legal, they still just can't get it right. And so you just got to pray an extra little bit harder for them that God will, you know, guide them in the right direction. You've taken them the course and you've given them the instructions and the tools that you were given, or some things that, you know, you felt that you learned from another mom that it would be really great and helpful for them. And so oftentimes we can do some things to help our children, but we also need to know, even with mental health care and things of that nature, of when it's time to get the help that you need, right? Because sometimes our anxiety can get all over the place and, you know, you want your children to do well, and we could only do but so much to pour into them. And so if you find yourself in a difficult place with your child or children, you know, sometimes talking to a counselor, maybe even if they have a social worker or they're a pediatrician, right? Or maybe even going to their doctor with them and explain some things with their primary care doctor that you're not able, or they're not able to express and maybe to really know. And so it's so very important to, you know, do all of those things. Prayer is great. It's a wonderful thing. Don't get me wrong. Mama and grandma prayed me through so many things that I probably still till today don't even know that they prayed about for me. And so prayer truly, truly changes things. And touching your children, right? Even when they're asleep, touching them, touching the crowns of their head all the way down to the soles of their feet is super important, right? You don't have to wait till Sunday morning when Sunday comes to say a prayer over your children. Pray over them each and every day, whether you see them or not, that God keeps his mighty angels camped around about them, right? Because bullying nowadays is so prevalent, especially with social media, where you can reach each other no matter what the distance between each other. You can see each other no matter what country you're in. It's amazing how technology works. And so I always talk about this amazing Wi-Fi that we have, that it can stretch from one country to the next, and you never even get to see the country. But you know that Wi-Fi is there to stay connected. And I talk about the Wi-Fi so much because it's the Wi-Fi that keeps you when you can't keep yourself. And I'm so glad about it on today, that Wi-Fi that Mama shared with me, that even when I became an adult that I am now, to be on my own, it's that Wi-Fi connection that she plugged me into, that I have a life source that's forever. And that prayer that I can plug in, I can plug my digital phone in and I can say a prayer to get me through the terrible times, to get me through the times when I just don't know my left from my right. And so we have to begin as parents, as guardians, as aunties, even as uncles, if uncles are listening, to exercise our Wi-Fi each and every day, not just when the going gets rough, but each and every day. Right? Even through our patience of, asking God to give me the tools, right? Give me the tools to help me along this journey, Lord, because I just don't know which way. And so refueling your mind and your body is super important, right? We got to eat healthy. Not only do we got to eat healthy, growing up, my mom would make a full course meal. She was a really great cook. She would cook. I mean, she was really good at baking. She had baked cakes the night before. She got her angel wings, a whole table full of cakes, so that not only to celebrate her birthday, but to celebrate others on her birthday. And so, nourishing your body and your mind before dealing with your child will be instantly lighten your mood and help you to approach and discipline more calmly, right? Because we can't do anything on an empty cup with empty fuel. We have to fuel our mitochondrial box, right? That powerhouse that we have built inside of us. We have to fuel those things. We have to get our vitamin A and our vitamin D and our vitamin E's and our K's and all of those wonderful vitamins and our C's, all of those things that help to refuel our mind, our body, and stay rooted in your word to fuel your soul. It's super important to do all of these amazing things, right? Oftentimes, we forget the main important ingredients that great grandmom used to do. Even though we didn't like those turnips, or we may not like the different vegetables, the okras. I remember my grandma used to make okra soup. Many days today, you go in a grocery store or go around, if you're not from the West Indies and things like that, and people would say, okra, and people say, ew, okra. But, okra has many great benefits along with broccoli and some other great incentives that other hearty vegetables have. And many of us have gotten away from that, and we allow our children to tell us, we don't eat that. We just don't like that. And it's so many foods today are just so foreign, right? It's all these new things when you go to your grocery stores. What makes it so new? So we have to be mindful and be patient and explain to them why these things are super important, right? To pass the wisdom down and pass the torch down. And so that we can stop all of these different diseases that are going on that plagues our nation. It's super important to have the patience to deal with them, of letting them know, you may not see the brighter picture today, but later on, when you have your children, I'm sure many of you have heard that, you'll get it back tenfold. And trust me, oftentimes I laugh when my daughter does certain things of, being rebuttal. I remember, I used to be so strong-headed with things. If I could only get those times back. Time is one thing that is so precious that we can never get those things back. So cherish your mom. Hug on her a little bit tighter. Not just today, not just tomorrow if you get that opportunity with her, but for a lifetime. Even though my mom is my earthly angel, I still embrace the memories. The memories that she has passed on to me. Especially now that I have a daughter, it's super important to pass the torch. To pass that torch, especially the girly things, of going out and have a spa day. Taking time to take some walks together, right? To get our cardio on together. I remember, you know, growing up, my mom would take us to the park. We would swing for days. Sometimes swing as high as we thought we could touch the sky. We would slide down the sliding board with no care, no worries in the world. Because mom was that nurturer, right? She would sit off on the bleachers or on the bench there, and she would watch us play. She would take us for bike rides and skating and do all these amazing things. And so, youth, if you're listening, you know, your mom does all of these amazing things. You know, she makes sure that you have clean clothes. She makes sure that your hair is combed. She even gets on you about tidying your room. It's about discipline. Discipline and seeing the big perspective that now that when you become an adult, it's discipline that will help you on your daily journey of being a queen in the world, right? You tidy up your things as you go. And so when we really reflect back on all the things that mama has taught us and grandmom has taught us along our life journey, just think of the light that God poured in them to be that beacon of light, to be that vessel, right? To be that vessel that was there to help to nurture the branches that come off a tree. When you begin to look around, even if it's palm trees, or no matter what type of tree that it is, that oak or that bark of that tree, that trunk that's in the ground, in the roots, those roots run deep for a reason. And when you really look at the structure of a tree, of how the tree, even when it doesn't get the right nutrients that it needs, either it roots to keep going, to find the nutrients or the water that it needs to flourish and grow. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But that trunk still stays the trunk of the tree and it's sturdy and it stays there. Those roots can get chopped off because it's a new thing that's happening, right? And then it grows up really good and pretty and it's branches that branches off. So just be mindful as I say all of that, because the branches that begin to sprout off is that you will begin one day to have your offspring. Even if it's not your biological own, you have people that are looking up to you. So take heed of the directions that mother gives. Because mother is the mother of the earth, right? She produces over and over. God allows her body to go through 9 months. 9 months of carrying you. Some of us 9 months or 12 hours or more to go through the labor. But just think of that tree. That tree or that palm tree or whatever type of tree that it is that's planted. All that it had to endure to be the tree that it is. To give the fruits of the tree throughout the limbs and the leaves and the pretty fruits and things that it bears, and to blossom. And so hopefully this has helped someone on today to love your mom a little bit more. If she's still here, go embrace her. Give her her flowers while she can smell them. I'm grateful for the 53 years that God allowed my mom to be here on planet Earth. I'm grateful for all the discipline that she has given along life's journey. The good, the bad, and sometimes even when I thought was the ugly and that she was just really mean and cruel. But it was for my good. And if she was here today, I would tell her thank you. Thank you for the guidance. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the nurturing that you have given me, that I too can be the independent queen that you have built me to be. And I will make you proud. So go hug your mom. And for those of you that don't have your mom on today, hug that special queen that stands in the gap for your mom. Love on someone and embrace them. And if you don't have that, embrace a youth. Pour your wisdom into someone else so that their day will be a much brighter day, on today, tomorrow, and into their eternity, that they will may and know Christ through you. So we thank you so much for tuning in with us on today. And we want to wish all the moms each and every day a happy Mother's Day. And may God continue to keep you and pour the wisdom inside of you, that you will be that vessel and that you will have more patience as a parent and take that time to nurture yourself. Put the mask on you. It's super important to do just that. And so listen to the melodies of this wonderful song as it plays for you and think of all the wonderful things to tell your mom. Tell her while her ears are still listening. And if you don't have that opportunity, say a telepathy prayer up to your mom. And I'm sure God will make sure that she hears it and she sees you as well. Much love to you all. My name is Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking the time to put the mask on you. Follow us on Facebook at Natasha Allen. Follow us on our VIP page at Nurture by Natasha VIP. You can also follow us on Instagram if you're on Instagram at Nurture by Natasha. And our website is nurturebynatasha.com. Take care and be blessed.
I want to dedicate this song to the memory of two most wonderful people in my life. Mother Hallie Caesar and my sister Anne, who now sleeps.
Every day feels like Mother's Day. Very good mother. The thing that I'm so glad about
is that I never waited for a special day to show her how much I loved her. Mother's Day, Christmas, birthday, whatever the day was, every day was her day. Whatever she needed, if I could get it, I got it for my mom. I just want to say, love your mom now while you can. Show her how much you love her. Take her out sometime. Give her now. Oh, she gave me my start.
Gave me my start.
I'm gonna keep her in my heart.
Here in my heart.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.